So please have a good one, and happy Halloween from all of us here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Tonight, it's my turn.
One, two, three!
Oh, what a night. Late December, back in
September. All right, y'all, it's the night you've been waiting for. CITR 101.9 FM's first karaoke night of the year. Do you want to belt out that jammer from 1993 that you've been reserving in your notes on your phone for a special day in which karaoke is being presented by the campus and community radio station? Or do you want to just watch other people rock out to weird tunes and enjoy the spectacle from a distance? Either way, come down to Kerner's Pub on the UBC campus this Wednesday, October 28th at 8 p.m. for a free karaoke party and a guaranteed wild time with your pals from CITR.
You're wasting me precious carbon dioxide.
I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy.
Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway.
Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Let me have one of those porno magazines. Large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. Make it two.
To learn more about the diverse array of programming on CITR 101.9 FM, why not visit CITR.ca?
We'll be right back.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was some classic Ministry with their track, Every Day is Halloween, off an old EP that came out way back in, I think, 1983, out on Wax Trax Records. Actually, 1984, and that was a 12-inch single. And as you know, some of the early work of Ministry is a lot more of a synth-pop sound. First couple of years of their existence, they sounded a whole lot like that. It was really kind of driven by the early producers and record label. And shortly after that, they moved into their really signature industrial metal sound. But it's kind of an interesting glimpse into the early career of Ministry with that classic Halloween song. So hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Halloween weekend. And if you're out enjoying the festivities, make sure you get home safely. Don't drink and drive. Call a cab. Program the cab number to your phone right now so you can remember it later. Make sure to practice safe snacks. Don't eat any weird treats from unfamiliar places. Don't eat, tampered with candy. That could be bad for you. And always make sure that you're trick-or-treating in familiar covens. Anyways, we've got a lot of new tracks coming up for you in this evening. Later on, we're going to get into the new Hooded Menace album that I've been quite excited for. But to start it off, we're going to hear some more kind of Halloween-themed music. And we're going to get into some older industrial bands. And you're going to hear a band called Coil. And you may know Coil for doing the theme for the Hellraiser movie. They're an industrial band that makes some pretty eerie and experimental tracks. And probably their claim to fame was the Hellraiser soundtrack. They put out an album of a whole bunch of unreleased tracks that they did for this called The Consequences of Raising Hell. But you're going to hear the original track that made it onto the movie for the Hellraiser series. After that, you're going to hear something from John Carpenter, a track off his Lost Themes album that was put out recently by Sacred Bones Records. And then we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Coil, and this is a track, an older unreleased Hellraiser theme, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer. And now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know the symptoms. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
Every night, over 700 youth sleep on Vancouver's streets. This is their story. Death in a Dumpster, the musical, is a true story about homelessness, written, composed, and performed by a cast of street-involved youth actors. Death in a Dumpster opens November 7th at Waterfront Theatre for three performances only. For tickets and information, go to www.deathinadumpster.ca. Death in a Dumpster is presented by Access to Music in association with Directions Youth Services.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. If you want to check out some recent tracks played, head to CITR.ca, and you can check out podcasts and playlists and all kinds of different info about CITR on our brand spanking new website. So what you just heard was something from John Carpenter, a track called Mystery off the Lost Themes album that came out just this year, put out on Sacred Bones Records, and with some old themes that he made for the movies such as Halloween and Assault on Precinct 13. So some really interesting stuff there if you're into these old 80s horror movies. And before that, you heard a unreleased theme by Coil for the Hellraiser movie, and that was put together on a compilation called The Consequences of Raising Hell, done by the industrial band called Coil. Check them out if you haven't yet. They have a huge discography of experimental music to check out. Anyways, I'm your host, P-Bone, and we'll keep going with some more stuff on Canada Post Rock, and we'll change it up a little bit in this next set, and you're going to hear something from Constellation Records, a new release on the label, and it's from a artist called Esmarine, which is a project that features a artist named Rebecca Foon, as well as a guy named Bruce Cotton. They're all part of the kind of oeuvre of Constellation artists. They do some work in Silvermount Zion as well as Godspeed You Black Emperor. But they have a new album out called Lost Voices that just came into the station. And from Esmarine, you're going to hear a track called The Neighborhoods Rise. And then after that, you're going to hear something from a band out of Toronto on a label called Arachnidiscs. And they just sent us an album called, from a band called Moonwood. I have an album called Desert Ghosts. That looks kind of like a psych deal. You can hear a track called The Girl Who Waited Death. And check them out at moonwood.bandcamp.com, if I'm not mistaken. But I'll get you the, I'll double check that address, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I listened to it before I came in. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Constellation Records. This track is something from Esmarine, and this is the opening track of the album right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We'll be right back.
Concerts presents, from Montreal, pop band Tops, on tour to support their latest release, Picture You Staring. They return to Vancouver Saturday, November 21st at the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests White Poppy. For more information and to get tickets, go to timberconcerts.com.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was something from Moonwood, a track off an album called Desert Ghosts. You hear the track called The Girl Who Waited, and before that was Constellation Records with a new release from a band called Esmarine. You hear the track called The Neighborhood's Rise off the Lost Voices album. And we'll keep going with some more Eastern Canadian stuff, and you're going to hear something from Young Rival out of Hamilton, Ontario. They sent us a new CD into the station called Interior Light. I think it's their first release in a few years, but you're going to hear a track off of that. And let me see, a track called Bent Out of Shape off the Interior Light album. And then after that, you can hear something from a band on Fat Cat Records called Shopping. And they got kind of almost a disco punky kind of sound. They get a lot of comparisons to like Gang of Four and ESG, but you'll see for yourself, maybe even a little Q and Not You in the mix. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from a band called Young Rival.
I
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and what you're hearing is a track from the new compilation that just came into the station called Everybody Dance Now Volume 10, which is a compilation of albums or music released from Hamilton, Ontario. And they put out these compilations every year and send them out to campus stations across Canada. And it's put out from our sister station at 93.3 CFMU in Hamilton. Features Caribou, what you're just hearing, with a track called Can't Do Without You, and lots of other tracks. So definitely check out more stuff from this compilation. And prior to that, you heard something from a band called Shopping off the album called Why Choose, and you heard a track called Time Wasted. And prior to that, you heard something from Young Rival with a track called Interior Light, and you heard it off the album called, or the album called Interior Light, and you hear the track called Bent Out of Shape. So I'm going to really take you in a left turn, and you're going to hear some pretty heavy stuff in the next 10 minutes, and then I'll take you right to 11 o'clock. So stay tuned, more great music coming up. And you're going to hear the new Hooded Menace album, just came out on Relapse Records, and it's a four-track album called Darkness Drips Forth. Some absolutely amazing doom and death metal coming out. From Relapse Records. You can hear the opening track called Blood for the Burning Oath / Dungeons of the Disembodied. Stay tuned, I'll probably be playing more tracks from this album next few weeks. So anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is the brand new Hooded Menace.
Thank you. Kits Classic and Worlds Beyond.